AM 1500, the talk station. We have Mildred on her car phone. Go ahead, Mildred.
Get out of my way, you foreign tin can!
Mildred?
I heard you're rearranging your whole schedule to make room for this big, fat, round mound of sound guy.
Oh, you mean Don Vogel.
That's the one.
Yeah, Don's going to be joining our lineup. We're going to have to rearrange just a little bit to help fit him in.
Well, I don't like change. The last time I went through change, I grew a mustache. Had to take lots of estrogen. And it's not fair what you're doing. Just because Barbara Carlson had her stomach stapled to make herself thinner doesn't mean you have to make her show thinner, for crying out loud.
Mildred, you're such a bitch. Hey, if you just listen to us, give us a little bit more of a chance. You'll find that we'll fit right into your schedule.
And what about Tori Ryder? You're going to make her show late. I bet she doesn't like being late. I bet it scared the heck out of her boyfriend when she come home and said, honey, I'm late.
We hope you like our new schedule change. But if you don't, too bad. AM 1500, the talk station. How can we describe Don Vogel?
Lecherous fat pig.
That'd be a start, but how about paranoid schizophrenic?
You're contaminating my space.
Now we're getting somewhere. But we do have a question for you.
Top of the evening, afternoon, whatever the hell this is. What's the question?
How can you get away with this, Don?
I have no scruples, sir.
Well, okay. It's the Don Vogel Show.
Yes. Don Vogel's Hypocrisy Patrol.
Weekdays from 2 to 4 on AM 1500, the talk station. A radio show about the grittiness of real life.
No escape from reality.
Don Vogel and Mercedes, a duo made in heaven.
You're a pervert.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
And they work hard to bring you the best radio show available.
And they are working frantically on it now, just a breakneck pace.
And the result?
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're waiting.
Oh, God, you're going to be so glad you tuned in the radio.
I can't wait.
It's the Don Vogel Show.
Yeah, come on over, baby.
Weekdays from 2 to 4 on AM 1500, the talk station.
Breathe the fumes.
Brethren, we are gathered here today on this airtime to warn you against the evils of the talk station. It has ruined the Twin Cities. It's no longer the Twin Cities. It's Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's the Sin City.
Oh, yes, 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 hallelujah. You said it, sister. And it's that Tori Ryder. She is Cerberus outside the gates of Hades. Yes, she is.
Amen.
She has 666 tattooed right underneath that pink streak in her hair.
Amen.
And that Bob Yates, I swear he is having a homosexual affair with Kenny Olsen.
I heard that.
Amen.
And Barbara Carlson. Do we all hear about Barbara Carlson?
Blasphemer!
Evil woman! Oh. Running a house of prostitution out of Maplewood. Yes, she is.
Amen.
Wicked wench.
She set up a date with her son, Tucker, with a prostitute, a harlot, a painted woman.
Over the air.
Yes, she's a mother, Tucker.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I need a cough drop, damn it.
Late at night, Tori Ryder dreams of being a business mogul.
I like you. I like your talent. I'm going to pay you a lot of money so I can screw you.
She sees herself as Joan Collins.
All my life, I wanted magic mountains just like hers.
But when Tori wakes up, it all vanishes.
Right.
But that's okay, because we let Tori be difficult on the radio.
Of course, it's mandatory.
Right.
Tori Ryder, weekdays at 4 on KSTP. A woman who belongs on the set of Dynasty.
More and more all the time, according to Peter Thiel.
Recently, a group of KSTP listeners spotted Tori Ryder at Maplewood Mall.
She was wearing those little leopard skin stretched pant type things and real high boots. And you couldn't tell what sex she was at all.
It seems she was out shopping for new spring fashions.
She gets like one good idea a year.
But when they approached her for autographs, she got testy.
Jeez, you people are such nags!
So mall security came and took her away with mace and handcuffs.
And the squirt gun and everything.
Tori Ryder, a difficult woman.
At least he's honest.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 1500 KSTP. Ushering in a new generation of radio in the Twin Cities.
Which I volunteered to help mistress.
When it's Minnesota North Stars time on AM 1500, that means it's also time for Al Shaver and Ralph Stranges. How can we describe them?
Way out there, Al. Way out there.
There they are.
But they do come back to Earth occasionally.
I like real life. And tonight we got a real live hockey game.
And when they do, they provide North Stars coverage and commentary with unprecedented clarity.
Matt, the West Coast, what is it? Calendar schedule, Rob? What is it?
Something like that.
Oh, sorry about that.
The Minnesota North Stars with Al and Ralph. Only on AM 1500, the talk station.
That's kind of like a Christmas poem, Ralph. Undaunted, undaunted.
Dasher, non-Casey, on Dushin.